Why did Mindy want an arranged marriage? Nikki stared at the profile her sister had attached to the email. There was a list of relevant biographical details. Name, age, height, religion, diet, vegetarian except for the occasional fish and chips. General preferences for a husband. Intelligent, compassionate and kind, with strong values and a nice smile. Both clean-shaven and turban-wearing men were acceptable, provided beards and moustaches were neatly maintained. The ideal husband had a stable job and up to 3 hobbies which extended him mentally and physically. In some ways, she had written, he should be just like me. Modest, a prude in Nikki's opinion, practical with finances, downright stingy, and family-oriented, wants babies immediately. Worst of all, the title of her blurb made her sound like a supermarket seasoning spice. Mindy Grewal, East-West Mix. The narrow corridor connecting Nikki's bedroom to the kitchenette was not suitable for pacing, with uneven floorboards that creaked in various pitches under the slightest contact. She travelled up and down the corridor nonetheless, gathering her thoughts in tiny steps. What was her sister thinking? Sure, Mindy had always been more traditional. Once, Nikki had caught her watching an internet video on how to roll perfectly round rotis, but advertising for a groom, it was so extreme. Nikki called Mindy repeatedly and was connected to voicemail each time. By the time she got through, the sunlight had leaked away into the dense evening fog and it was nearly time to leave for her shift at O'Reilly's. I know what you're going to say, Mindy said. Can you see it, Mindy? Nikki asked. Can you actually picture this happening? Yes. You're insane then. I've made this decision on my own. I want to find a husband the traditional way. Why? It's what I want. Why? It just is. You need to come up with better reason than that if you want me to edit your profile. That's unfair. I supported you when you moved out. You called me a selfish cow. But then, when you left, and when Mum wanted to go to your place and demand that you come home, who convinced her to let it go? If not for me, she would never have accepted your decision. She's over it now. Almost over it, Nikki reminded her. Time had worn on Mum's initial sense of outrage and stretched it threadbare. These days, Mum was still deeply dissatisfied with Nikki's lifestyle, but she'd given up lecturing Nikki about the perils of living on her own. My own mother would not have dreamt of allowing this, Mum always said to prove her progressiveness, a balance of boastfulness and lament in her tone. East-West mix. I'm embracing our culture, Mindy said. I see my English friends meeting men online and in nightclubs, and they don't seem to be finding anyone suitable. Why not try an arranged marriage? It worked for our parents. Those were different times, Nikki argued. You've got more opportunities than Mum had at the same age. I'm educated. I've done my nursing degree. I've got a job. This is the next step. It shouldn't be a step, acquiring a husband. That's what you're doing. It's not going to be like that. I just want a bit of help to find him. But it's not like we're going to meet for the first time on our wedding day. Couples are allowed more time to get to know each other these days. Nikki balked at the word allowed. Why did Mindy need permission from anyone to take liberties with dating? Don't just settle. Do some travelling, see the world. I've seen enough, Mindy sniffed. A girl's trip to Tenerife last summer, during which she'd discovered her allergy to shellfish. Besides, Curtie's looking for a suitable boy as well. It's time for both of us to settle down. Curtie couldn't spot a suitable boy if he came flying through a window, Nikki said. I'd hardly consider her a serious competitor. There was no love lost between Nikki and her sister's best friend, a makeup artist or facial enhancing practitioner, according to her name card. At Mindy's 25th birthday party last year, Curtie had scrutinised Nikki's outfit and concluded, being pretty is about making an effort though, innit? Mindy, maybe you're bored. Is boredom not a valid reason to try and find a partner? You moved out because you wanted independence. I'm looking to marry someone because I want to be part of something. I want a family. You don't know it now because you're still young. I get home after a long day at work and it's just Mum and me. I want to come home to somebody. I want to talk about my day and eat dinner and plan a life together.